Hello.
Hello, John?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, John. This is Dave from the city of Marquette.
Okay.
And, I'm calling to find out about this petition that you signed.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you were saying you don't want the renters in the condos anymore. And you do realize that by signing this petition, you've volunteered to house 5 refugees from Nigeria for the next 6 months?
What are you talking about?
This petition, you know, about the condo?
That had nothing about Nigeria on it.
Yeah, it did. On the top, it had the condo thing, but then on the bottom was the contract part. It says, by signing this contract, you agree to have up to 4 Nigerians stay at your house for 6 months. They're refugees, so you'd be helping.
I hear you there, but the lady that brought the petition around didn't tell me anything about that.
Yeah, well...
Did she see that on there?
Yeah, well, most people...
Well, who put that on there, by the way?
Oh, it was on there the whole time.
No. Who originally put it on a petition that would be on there?
I think it was Nancy. Nancy did it. Yeah, but...
Nancy's...
Yep, that's the one.
Pardon me?
Yes, that's the one. Because she doesn't want to tell you about the Nigerians, because if she tells you about the Nigerians, then you wouldn't sign the petition.
Well...
But it, I mean, it's okay. They're nice people. They're Nigerians.
I don't understand this whole thing.
Okay.
The only reason I signed that is because the lady that brought it around said that she's disturbed that once the houses are built, then they're going to be rented when they originally built their houses, their homes. They were told, you know, that they were theirs, everyone's in this, there were 17, I think, lots there. They would be sold to people who would build their homes on there. That's what they were told. So
yep.
I said, and now that they're reneging on that, to the people that have already bought them. So I was willing to sign that. That sounds legitimate to me.
Yeah.
That if they were told that everyone would be owning them and living in them when they're built, and now it's being reneged on, that...
Hey, don't be racist.
Sign that. Pardon me?
Yeah, but don't you think you should be helping out the Nigerians? I mean, that's a legitimate thing to do too, right?
I'm not going to get into that part because I knew nothing about that.
Well,
I'm not answering any question on that.
They're going to be there.
I'm just concerned with the fact that these people were told that they would all be owned by the people that live in, that built them.
Mm-hmm.
They would be living in, and that's what the lady that I signed it for. I've known her for years. She's an old friend. And
well, she's not that good of a friend. She's got you putting Nigerians up in your spare bedroom now.
No.
So how many bedrooms do you have available there for the Nigerians?
I don't have any of them. You know that. You're just trying to bullshit me now an awful lot.
What?
Because of the fact I signed it. So what? I signed it what I thought was legitimate. I'm not putting up any Nigerians.
Well, I'm not.
I don't care whether they're in need of homes or not. I'm not in that. That's nothing that I signed.
Okay. Well, is it just because they're Nigerians? Are you being a racist?
No. Who the hell are you anyway?
I mean, would you let them come stay with you if they were Americans?
I want to know who I'm talking to.
My name's Roy from the city of Marquette.
I want your whole name.
Roy Gerbel.
Your name was Dave before.
Yeah, Dave Roy.
Dave Roy.
Yep.
And what are you?
What am I? I'm a human being.
What position have you in?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking if I'm American or white or Nigerian because you're racist.
No. What position are you in the city?
I'm an office worker here at the city clerk's office.
Well, why are you calling me?
I'm calling to let you know that the Nigerians are going to be there first thing in the morning, and they're going to move in.
Oh, bullshit. Come on.
No,
cut it out. Are you a lawyer?
Of course I'm not a lawyer. I work for the city.
Well, then why are you calling me?
Well, why would they need a lawyer to call people and let them know that the Nigerians...
You're harassing me. You know what you're doing? You're harassing me.
This is not harassment.
I'm calling the city police on this.
No.
Goodbye.
How is this harassment? Here, let's see if I can stop him from calling the police. By the way, that's the guy...
Hello.
Hi, this is Dave from the radio station 103.3 The Gerbil. And we were just kidding around. We're not really with the city.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, we're just kidding. It's just a joke.
Well, that's not much of a joke.
Well, it's kind of funny.
What channel are you from?
We're 100.3 The Gerbil.
100.3. Okay, the police will know about that.
Well, no, it's not a police matter. Okay.